7.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you'd like at 855-450-FREE, though the bulk of the first hour is going to be reserved for a discussion that has been planned for months, actually, which is pretty rare for Free Talk Live. Normally, we just kind of wing it with the show. We'll schedule a guest every now and then, but generally, it's not a guest-oriented show. However, we are here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Porkfest X, the 10th edition. It's at Rogers Campground, right in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's such a beautiful sight to behold this vista here. It's absolutely incredible. I never get tired of looking at it. But better than that are the people that you get to meet at Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can go to Porkfest, PORCFEST.com, and you can learn a lot more about the event there. The schedule is up on the site. If you can make it out for Friday or Saturday or both, it's well worth the trip to come up here. And I hopefully my co-hosts would agree with me on that assessment. Johnson on the second microphone and Chris Cantwell. Good evening, gents.
Good evening.
Good to be with you guys.
What do you think? Porkfest X, how's it going for you?
Porkfest is a blast every year, man, and it just gets better and better.
Now, yours first year was last year or 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
2 years. So third year for you. Johnson, how many
for you? I
think
it's my eighth. I'm not sure.
Yep, eighth. Wow, that means you've probably been more than I have.
Really?
Yeah, because we didn't go until 2007 after.
Oh, wow. I definitely went before that.
Chris Cantwell is using his vaporizer and can actually hear that on the microphone. It's Porkfest. People are having a good time. There's so much happening. It's impossible to really even put a finger on it. At some point, I'll pull out the schedule, go over some of the things that happened today to kind of give you a taste of what transpired. We will have, I believe, David Friedman on later on tonight. This economist who is very wise, apparently, and knows a lot of stuff, a real brilliant guy. I didn't get to see his talks, but I have read one of his books, and it was pretty good. So we'll look forward to that. But, Chris, there was this, I guess, an invitation that I gave you a long time ago to come on Free Talk Live. You had moved to Keene, New Hampshire, as an early mover for the Free State Project. And you came into town and rubbed some people the wrong way. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, let's say that.
With some of your opinions about how maybe, and please, don't let me put words in your mouth, about how maybe violence could be a solve to the state problem. The problem with this group of men and women that call themselves the state that are constantly telling us what to do, how to live, how much money to hand them at any arbitrary period of time, and have hurt so many of our friends and so many strangers that we don't know, but who are also peaceful and who do not deserve to be harmed. And that can be very frustrating. But that was basically kind of your position, right? That if the state lashes out, that it's completely acceptable at some point to fight back?
I think it's not only acceptable, but it's at some point necessary that basically violent criminals have no rational self-interest to stop being violent criminals if people are not going to defend themselves against them. And basically they will continue to do this until they are forced to stop. And if we believe in a transition to a voluntary society, then there necessarily has to come a point at which there's more of us than there are of them. And it's just not a rational thing to do anymore to allow them to point a gun and take what they want.
Doesn't it seem like that when there and if, or I guess when, I think I'd prefer to state it that way, that when there are more of us than there are of them, and I think that we're approaching that with the Free State Project. I don't know how close we are, but we're closer than anyone anywhere else as far as we've got over 1,100 people here now as part of the Free State Project. Unfortunately, you had to go back for work to New York. I imagine we'll see you at some point again up in New Hampshire somewhere.
For sure.
But we've got people moving in all the time. Every month that counter on the Free State Project website increments. And new people with new ideas and, new jobs, perhaps maybe bringing up a business, bringing up a family. New people are coming here. They're getting established. They're putting down roots in New Hampshire. And over time, if and when we do get to having more people than there are of the state people, I don't think you're going to feel the same need for violence as a solution. Because once you can popularize the ideas of liberty, and that's what will help popularize it, is when people the average person is more likely to come across an activist who loves liberty in their life, maybe at their business or their church or, you know, whatever kind of group that they go to, their school, when they are more likely to encounter someone who loves liberty in their life than they are someone who is an arch statist, someone who's addicted to the system or, you know, part of it. Then they're more likely to come to understand these ideas. And eventually, if the ideas or when the ideas of liberty become propagated enough and accepted by enough people, the state people will have to change their ways because otherwise they will be ostracized. And eventually, if they do lose enough legitimacy and still continue to be armed brigands harming peaceful people, if they can lose enough legitimacy, then I think your violent solution in some of those instances might be appropriate. Because if an armed group of men comes to your home and attempts to murder your wife and child, you're entirely within your rights to defend yourself. But when they call themselves the police and they have badges and you know, they have cars and cages, then people have a different view of them. And it's wrong. They shouldn't have that view of them. They should see them as armed criminals, but they don't. And that's part of our challenge as liberty-minded people and activists, is to destroy the legitimacy of the state. And that's one of the things I think you're best at, Chris. You're a comedian, and I think you're a pretty good one. You know, you're crass, and that doesn't go over well with everybody, but I enjoy your sets when I've seen them. So having comedians in the liberty movement is important, because who better to poke fun at these fools? These jackasses that would dare to rule our lives.
Yeah, and I mean, it's important to spread the message in any way possible. I mean, however this thing turns out, at the end of the day, what we have to do is make more people aware, and that's something that, you know, is obviously a common goal between us. And I enjoy making fun of the state and making it look as ridiculous as it is, and helping people see that. The problem that I see, unfortunately, is that most people are never really going to take an interest in public affairs. They're never going to take
That's
an interest
true.
In the organization of their society. They're not going to be interested, whether it's statism or liberty. They're just going to pay their taxes. They're going to do what they are told. And while there are men with guns who will come and take them away and put them in cages and steal their money and everything else, then it's the only thing that you can expect them to do is to go along with what is their rational self-interest, to not resist those aggressors. And as long as people don't resist those aggressors, then the aggressors will simply continue to aggress. And we
yep.
talked about the Free State Project. And yes, it's very good that more people are moving here, and that you have a liberty community here. And, you know, in my short time here, I really enjoyed being a part of that community, and I look forward to joining that community again. Unfortunately, you have another problem in New Hampshire, and that is what I think some people call mass holes.
Yep.
Massachusetts people who come here and they run away from the taxes that they voted for, and then they come over here and support a lot of the same policies.
Yeah, there's no doubt it's a problem, although those people typically aren't activists. They're just average people who want to have less control in their lives but don't realize they're bringing over their status ways and their status values anyway. I don't think that's something that we need to be concerned with, you know, as far as, well, what percentage of people is moving here are mass holes versus Free State Project participants, because the people who are moving here for the Free State Project are activists. They're dedicated to activism. That's what drives them, and that's not what drives these other people. One thing we don't have to worry about is that the statists, the people who wish to control others, these people are not going to get reinforcements. And I think that's one of the best things about New Hampshire. I mean, when you talk to enough libertarians, it's kind of disappointing, because there's plenty of libertarian types who don't want to move to New Hampshire because it's cold, or they got a job, or their family's in a particular location, or whatever their reason. And that's fine. But a lot of the reason is it's cold. And that's a lot of the reason why people won't move here. Well, that same thing applies to the people who are running the state. The people, you know, if you're working for the state in Alabama or Florida or California or somewhere in the South, those government bureaucrats, if they hear about what's going on in Keene with Robin Hooding, they're not going to pick up and say, you know, I got to get to Keene and back these guys up. They're really having a tough time up there. But when Rich Paul goes to jail for selling cannabis, I was down by the campfire last night here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and there were a couple guys I'd met, and they were, you know, commenting to me about how Rich Paul had affected them. And that, you know, because he had stuck true to his values and had put his life on the line, literally, to try to end the war on drugs, these guys, they were inspired by that. And that inspires action in a positive direction for us here in New Hampshire, whereas the statists that are getting frustrated with the Robin Hooders or the statists that are upset at the fact that the Free State Project is the greatest threat to the state in New Hampshire, they're not going to have backup coming. So it's only going to get better for us. More coming up with Chris Campbell. Your thoughts are welcome. Free time.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Malskopf. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Malskopf's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. M-I-G-R-A-L-E-X Relief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you would like here at 855-450-FREE, though calls will be restricted in the first hour to those that are on topic. Now, normally we don't do that. Normally it's open phones anytime, but this is a particularly important topic to me, and that's why I invited Chris Cantwell here about a year ago to come on Free Talk Live and discuss it. We've been, of course, broadcasting here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival all week long, and if you haven't yet, then you owe it to yourself to check it out, to learn about the Free State Project, to learn about this concept of moving like-minded, liberty-oriented people together all to the same place. Now, when I say like-minded, I mean in favor of liberty. There's a lot of differences between the people here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Some people are atheists. Some people are religious. Some people, you know, have various different ways that they believe as far as how they should live their lives, you know, how to raise their families. There's not one common thread except for the love of liberty between the people here. Nonetheless, it's still an easy group to get to know and care about and to appreciate. So we're going to continue from Porkfest here. And also something that's real big at Porkfest is alternative currencies. Bitcoin's big, but of course silver and gold are mainstays at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and I've seen some silver transactions happen more than once in the week that the week thus far that we've been here. It is now Thursday night as we do this particular show. And if you don't yet have some silver or you need some more, well, you don't need to go any further than silver.freetalklive.com. Now, if you want to, you can go and price it around, but I think you're going to find that the deals at silver.freetalklive.com are pretty darn good. That's where I order my silver, and it's Midas Resources. It's a company that we've been working with for many years. They actually own the radio syndicate that we are hosted on that allows us to get on over 100 great radio stations from coast to coast. So when you buy from Midas Resources, you're actually helping Free Talk Live, and you get the silver and the gold that you're looking for. So go to silver.freetalklive.com. Chris Cantwell here with us. Chris, you have a YouTube or what can you promote? What can you plug here tonight for our audience so they can get more of you?
Google search Chris Cantwell. Just I don't have a website that I update frequently. It's
you do a YouTube channel, though, right?
Yeah, I have a YouTube channel, youtube.com/freedomfighter631. If you just search YouTube for Chris Cantwell, you'll find me on Vote for Cantwell on Twitter.
Now, there was some other point. Johnson's with us, too, by the way. He's sort of sitting in the middle of this discussion.
I'm being very quiet. I mean, other than it being my usual night here, I'm also participating because I'm very much in the middle of this issue. A long time ago on Free Talk Live, there was a question that I had asked was, at what point is it time for revolution? And I do mean violent revolution. And I had asked everyone what their sort of, you know, what's the breaking point? At what point do you not tolerate anymore? And my position at the time was, if there's ever a draft, if there's ever open conscription, which I see as basically enslavement, you know, basically completely devaluing human life, and at that point, then I see it as acceptable as to just not show up to the draft, and if somebody shows up to try and take you away, then you just end them. But I don't know that I still hold that view. I don't know that that's a policy that could ever work. And so I'm sort of in the middle and waiting to kind of see, you know, if there's any questions.
Well, I don't know if anything's going to be resolved on tonight's show.
No, but
the discussion will be had and is being.
There's something, I'm definitely someone who believes that there is something to logical, philosophical purism where you can see the logical paths and outcomes of ideas. So I think that there's, you know, there's potentially some ideas to be. Some hairs to be split here.
Now,
sure.
Chris, you said you wanted to comment further on the idea of concentrating activists in one place.
Yeah, I mean, basically, concentrating activists in a single place is a good thing, but what you had said as we were going to break is that the statists are not getting reinforcement. But, of course, the statists are getting reinforcement. They're getting funding for the federal government.
Okay,
if it came down to a point that this place was simply ungovernable, which I think is the goal of a lot of us, that basically I think the federal government would send in peacekeepers, maybe the UN. You know, there was a time, I know that you've spoken about secession a number of times, and as you're sure you're aware, there was a time in this country where a bunch of states decided to secede, and it didn't turn out very well.
They shot at a fort, though, right? I mean, yeah, they used violence. Now
that was a false flag attack by the North.
Maybe it was. Maybe it was. I don't know. And look, I get the concern, and it's one of the common objections to the Free State Project, is what if they roll in tanks? Well, what if they do? What if they drop a nuke on New Hampshire? You know what? I don't care.
For me, it's not something that's a negative of the Free State Project. It's a thing that's going to happen at some point, is basically my point. And
I don't live into that future, though, right? So I don't have that vision for what's going to happen. Maybe in your reality, that's actually what will occur, and then, Chris, you will lead the revolution to a bloody end and seize power for yourself. Like
there
everybody
we go.
Leads
I could
revolution.
Just become Abraham Lincoln. It's going to be great. No, but the thing is, Ian, if it turns out that, you know, there's a peaceful solution to this thing, then, of course, I get my way. There's nobody for me to defend myself against, right? And there's no need for any type of confrontation. But the thing is that if there is a potential for that confrontation, if that is something that's going to happen, whether we like it or not, then I think it's really kind of important for people to get their heads around it. Because if they don't, then they're not going to be ready to fight that battle. And then they're going to lose it. And if the fight happens and you're not prepared to fight it and you lose it, well, then we're going to start this whole mess over again. And this is going to go on for another 240 years. And that's simply an unacceptable outcome for me. I really like the Free State Project because it says liberty in our lifetime. I want to see this happen. I want to witness it. I want to experience it. And if the answer is for me to leave this struggle for future generations to have, then that's really not an acceptable outcome for me. I feel then that we should all be trying to accomplish this within our times. And if the state is not going to get out of our way, then somebody has to eject them at some point.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that. I don't think they're going to get out of the way anytime soon, but I don't see that you're going to be able to eject them. It certainly seems to me that the majority of the violence against the state that we've seen thus far has been kind of the situation where there's the lone nut job in his, you know, hold up in his house. He hasn't paid property taxes in forever, and the, you know, the police come in supposedly to flush him out, but they firebomb his place or they shoot him up or, you know, claim that he drew on them and then blast him away. Usually the closest camera view you get of it is the news helicopter flying overhead, and of course all the headlines are about how crazy this guy was.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, the state comes in and the politicians demand greater controls. We can't have these people having guns, and you know the violence of that individual ends up being the impetus for the further expansion of the state. You've seen that happen.
I've seen it happen, and it's been a negative impact, surely. I think it's kind of important for me to point out, and I've said on YouTube and different social networks to this effect, that I'm definitely not advocating that anybody go out and whack a politician or blow up a building, because that's really not going to solve any problems, not anytime soon. But I also think that
when you talk about unseating them, that's what that makes that sound like.
I'm not saying that you should go out and be a lone nut to do this. I'm saying that there needs to be a conversation that's had, first of all, because if we're not having that conversation, then we're never going to come to a consensus, and then we're never going to be able to organize in that fashion.
We're never going to come to a consensus. I mean, let's just make that clear. Within the liberty movement, there are too many diverse viewpoints on how to approach things. Some people only want to do politics, for instance, and they don't see value in maybe some of the civil disobedience or some of the Robin Hooding that you and I have participated in, and we'll never come to a total consensus.
Not a total consensus, no. But, of course, you know, there are people who come to a consensus that Robin Hooding is a good thing, and there are people who come to a consensus that politics is a good thing, and you have these different factions, and they're all working in different angles, and that's an important thing that we're attacking on all fronts, right?
Yeah. But I don't want, what I don't want to do is have to deal with a PR nightmare of somebody going off and just blasting away because the police came to put them in a jail cell. More coming up, 855-453, if you have a comment. Free Talk Live.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made vapory and e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. Though right now, if you've got a call that is not on this particular subject, we do want to put you on hold until we can get off of this subject, because it's one that I thought deserved its own dedicated hour, and I honestly believe it probably deserves more than that. But we're at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and Mark is currently very excited about interviewing some other guests later on in the show tonight. He'll be joining us probably in the second hour. We are going to continue the discussion about tactics and how best to achieve liberty in our lifetime. I think one of the things that we all agree on is that the best tactic is to concentrate activists in one geographic area. Am I going out on a limb by saying that, gents?
Not at all. I think that, you know, whatever the outcome of this scenario is, the best thing that we can do is be near each other and have a support network. I think that's really important.
Yeah, absolutely. I absolutely agree with that. It's, you know, it's the only way.
It's working currently. So
yeah, absolutely.
It's not just a theory, and that's one of the thing that's so great about the Free State Project is we're not just talking about something that might happen in the future. We're talking about something that is happening now with over 1,100 people already in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. These are individuals who are getting active in a variety of different ways, and we'll tell you more about that, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, where we are here at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire, as the show goes on tonight. But Porkfest isn't the only event that is liberty-oriented each year. There's actually a big, big event called Freedom Fest that happens in Las Vegas. John Stossel will be attending, Grover Norquist, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, and many more. If you haven't heard, the venue has been changed Freedom Fest will be held July 10th through the 13th at Planet Hollywood Now on the Strip in Las Vegas. And there's nothing like Freedom Fest. It's huge, and it's held in the heart of capitalism. Get your tickets and hotel rooms now. They are booking fast. Our very own Mark Edge will be there representing Free Talk Live. So you'll get to meet Mark and have a great time with all kinds of liberty-loving people in Vegas. That sounds like a lot of fun to me. FreedomFest.com. Get registered now. You don't want to miss it. That's FreedomFest.com. So we're talking about solutions to the state, and we do agree that moving liberty-minded people together is the best option. Of course, you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. But what about when the state gets nasty with people? What about when they are locking up your friends, as they just did with our friend Rich Paul? We all know him. We all love him. And he is currently, unfortunately, not here to be with us, although he certainly would be. I think on the positive side, by the way, I've been talking to people about Rich, and when they talk to me about Rich, I encourage them to go and see him. Like, if you're up here for the Porcupine Freedom Festival and you're not running to catch a plane on Sunday, if you've got enough time, swing down, you know, 91, go into Keene, and go pay Rich Paul a visit. I think that's one of the best things that someone who's up here just kind of checking out New Hampshire can do with their time. Let's go and see him. Even if you've never met him before, even if you've never written him a letter, I think that Rich Paul would be a very interesting person to talk to.
Rich is just a blast to hang out with, and I mean, even from behind that awful little screen that they put him behind, I think even a stranger could have a blast hanging with Rich.
And by the way, the fundraiser is going on as we speak. RichPaul.freetalklive.com will take you to the GoFundMe page. We're looking to pay to hire the best appeals lawyer to take his appeal through and possibly help expand jury nullification in New Hampshire. So there's just some big goals for the appeal, and we need thousands of dollars.
And I think that Rich has a number of good points in his appeal, too. This is not just, you know, desperately trying to get out of a cage. Chances are his appeal will, you know, happen after he's let out in all reality. So this is really more a matter of correcting correcting the wrong to the extent that it can be corrected. It's not just a desperate attempt to get this guy out of jail. This is about correcting the court misbehaving, really.
Yeah, there's a real strategy here. Anyway, richpaul.freetalklive.com. So, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to have you on to talk about this, Chris, was because it was an issue in Keene with some people kind of being rubbed the wrong way by your positions about, you know, fighting back against the state with violent acts when attacked by state agents. And there's kind of this overarching message of peace, I think, that a lot of people in the Keene area have. And so there were some clashes that happened as a result of that. But I've always been friendly with you, you know, while some people maybe haven't been so much. And that's because, you know, I can see a lot of who I used to be in who I see you as today. I used to be the guy who thought about violent scenarios of the government coming into the house and, you know, what would you do in that particular situation? Arming up and, you know, booby traps, or, you know, you think about it, you can go down that road and your mind will go all kinds of crazy with, you know, ideas about how to get them before they get you and go on the run and all that, and, you know, take as many out as you can before they take you out. These are some of the thoughts that I used to have, and I think that what changed that for me was moving to New Hampshire and being here for a little while. And I've seen it happen with other people. I've seen another guy move to Keene in the past who was really angry when he first came here, and he spat on a cop's car once while we were at the jail back when they had the old jail, and he was just, you know, really just exuding this anger. And he mellowed out. He really did over time, and now he's one of the more calm, peaceful guys that I know. And I think that what changed for me, at least, I can't speak for the other guy, but what changed for me was that when I became in the presence of other activists, and yeah, there were a handful of activists in Florida where I come from, but not like this. So when I was in the presence of these other activists who love liberty and who are doing things about freedom, it restored hope. I mean, it restored hope in the future of liberty. I was probably afraid before of the state. I'm not as afraid of them now. They've put me in jail. That doesn't scare me. You know, that I've lost that fear. I've lost the fear of, like, this dark dystopian future. I see a bright liberty, you know, filled future. Yeah, there's going to be some stumbling blocks on the way. Yeah, some people are going to go to jail, and, you know, maybe I'll be one of them again. I don't know what the future holds. violence, but I don't want to live into the future that is a future of violence. And I also don't believe that that particular mindset is beneficial, nor do I believe the actions are beneficial, because I've seen so much, there's been so many examples in history of how violence continues to beget violence, Chris. And I think that's one of the core tenets of my point, is that it won't ever truly solve the problem. It may eliminate some of the actors in a particular situation, but it won't ever solve the problem and really lead us to a truly peaceful society.
Well, if we talk about solving the problem in terms of just eliminating violence from human society, I don't think that that problem is ever going to get solved.
No, I agree.
And I think that that is sort of, it is at least the narrative that is often fed towards, if not the common narrative that you tend to hear. And I don't think that that's ever going to happen. You're always going to have violent criminals. And
that's true.
And if you listen to Stefan Molyneux, I mean, he says that, you know, you can have these private defense forces, and the private defense forces will use force against bad actors. And all I'm really saying is, at some point, those businesses have to come into play and start prosecuting bad actors. And I don't think that we have to wait for the state to abolish itself before that happens. That basically, at some point, there you can have competing forces with the state, that instead of paying taxes, I'm going to pay these people to protect me from a tax collector. And when the tax collectors come and take my house, well, somebody's going to protect my house from the violent criminals.
Yeah, and I don't have a problem with that. As I said before, if the state has lost enough legitimacy to where they are seen as common criminals by people, I don't have as much of a problem with someone defending themselves. What I have an issue with is that now, at this point in time, and for the foreseeable future, when this will change, I don't know, but I'm looking forward to the change. Hopefully it will come sooner rather than later, but you know, what we're seeing now is that when somebody resists the state with violence, that the people in the public look at it in a certain way. And if what we're trying to do is change the minds of the people in the public, one of the things we don't want to do, or I don't want to do, I can't speak for everybody else, but one of the things I don't want to do is be like the state. I don't want to lower myself to their level and use violence. I don't want to give them an excuse to use more violence on me or my loved ones or friends or people that I don't know who haven't harmed anyone else. And that's what the violence tends to do, because the state people are prepared for that. What they're not prepared for, in my experience, is for people to say no. And I think this is a common misconception in the world of libertarians, and I certainly used to have this misconception myself, and that was that, well, we should do all the political action we can until they push us too darn far, and then we're just going to get violent with these guys. But nobody ever talks about civil disobedience or non-cooperation and how powerful those things can be to clog up the system. They only have so many jail cells, and odds are good they're not going to start executing people for smoking pot, which is why we've gotten away with having over 100 people smoking cannabis openly in the Keene Central Square, because numbers are the most important factor here. But we're coming back with Chris Cantwell in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibes. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly in hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibes. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features. And corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. The scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Porkfest X. You can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com, or better yet, just come on out here. It's Rogers Campground, Lancaster, New Hampshire. The sun is beginning to set on yet another day, and this day just went even faster for me than the other days. I don't know about you guys, but after that hump gets over, after Wednesday's done at Porkfest, it's like, before you know it, it's over, and everybody's going home on Sunday. But we still have three full nights of fun to go here. We'll be broadcasting live every night, and of course, the parties go late into the night here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I think I went to bed at about 3 o'clock last night. What about you guys? Oh, sorry. Try now.
I actually got to bed fairly early. You know, I'm trying to prepare because of the sunrise.
You're camping.
Yeah, light wakes me up. So, you know, I'm trying to at least get 4 hours.
Yeah, I just got in around midnight last night myself, so I ended up hanging out by the bonfire until like 5 o'clock in the morning and woke up around 8:45 with the sun just became too much to ignore.
Yep, so it's a lot of fun, and you can go to porkfest.com to learn more about this. Also, will things get worse before they get better? Or get better before they get worse? Well, why not both? Quantum Vibe is a sci-fi webcomic following the life of a young woman from a volunteer space city 500 years in the future as she travels among the various settled, increasingly status worlds in the solar system. Young Nicole encounters both the extreme hazards of space as well as human treachery as she assists a mad scientist with a vision that will help humanity access a vast new frontier and finally leave oppressive corporate states behind. Or so they hope. Now the first 400 strips of this popular epic story by Scott Beezer have been collected in the trade paperback volume Quantum Vibe Volume 1, Nicole, available from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and direct from BigHeadPress.com. List price is only $14.95, and if you want Free Talk Live to get a cut of that, if you're going to go and buy this product, which I recommend because Big Head Press is great. They get some great writing, great artwork. You can go to shop.freetalklive.com and find the Amazon links there for Free Talk Live that will actually allow you to buy whatever you want from Amazon, and Free Talk Live gets a portion of the sale price in that case. So again, the book is Quantum Vibe, Volume 1. The website for them, bigheadpress.com. You can go there and you can read the whole thing. You can read all those episodes. They've been released for free on their website. It's just now they've got enough of them to where they can put them all together into a compendium, or a volume, as it's called. So we're here with Chris Cantwell. Johnson's joining me on the air here as well, as we've been discussing violence as a solution to the aggression of the people calling themselves the state. I think that we would all agree that at some point, if the people who call themselves the state were seen as violent thugs instead of people with legitimacy, that violence would be more acceptable as a response to the things that they do. They kidnap people. They hurt peaceful people. They, in some cases, murder people. And between humans, normally defending oneself is an entirely appropriate thing. But when that human has a badge, and when they have a gun, and when they have, more importantly, legitimacy, because you can put a badge and a gun on, if people don't believe that you have legitimacy, it don't matter to their minds. But if they believe that they're the government, or that they elected them to do this to them, which is a crazy, you know, self-abusive position for people to take, but that's what people say, if that's the case, then you really don't get anywhere by using the violence. You may preserve your own life for a short period of time, but ultimately they will swarm you and you will be taken out. And then the stories will be written about how crazy and how much of a bad guy you were, and the state will use that as an excuse to expand. And you even admitted, Chris, that that would be the case.
If somebody basically, and I mentioned earlier that I don't want anybody to go out and do the lone nut thing. What I'm really trying to do.
But what if they weren't a lone nut? What if they had five nuts?
Well, you know, whether you're one nut or five nuts, you know, you're basically not going to solve the problem with what you're doing at that point.
And okay? You're not going to convince anyone either.
And no, you're not. And I've said repeatedly that, you know, we do need to work on, say, the propaganda angle first, and that is to make people understand what these people are doing is wrong.
Right.
And if people don't understand that, then there's no point in doing anything else. There's no point in overthrowing an elected government and then electing a new government. It's not a good idea.
Which is why civil disobedience is so effective at the propagandizing, because then it's clear to show a lot of people, hey, these guys are the ones that are wrong. There they are arresting Derek Jay for having a bull pack in Central Square. I mean, it's pretty clear to a lot of people who the criminals are in that case.
I want to say something about civil disobedience, because I think there was a point you both debated earlier that is kind of important, in that, Ian, you had said that the state is not getting any reinforcements, and Chris, you had said that, well, they're getting federal funding. And I think that one thing that wasn't really made clear is that when it comes to the state, Ian, you had kind of implied, like, oh, people aren't going to be moving into New Hampshire from other places, you know, to be statists. Well, it doesn't really need to work that way with the state. The way the state works is that if they get additional funding, they can hire more drones, because those people don't need to think mm-hmm. to do their job to oppress people, and they don't need to care either.
Well, if you shoot a drone out of the sky, that's not
no, no. I mean drone like human beings, you know.
and to that point also is that if. Sorry.
That's all right. And by the way, Chris has not been drinking. He had promised that he was not going to be drunk for today. I thought that just meant for a day, but it turned out he decided he was going to quit drinking entirely like 6 weeks ago. So congratulations on that. That's a huge accomplishment.
Thank you, because, I mean, I found that that was being used as sort of like a weapon against me by my detractors in a lot of cases. I remember one prominent blog calling me a loud, angry drunk, actually. And you know, if you're talking about these ideas and you're slurring your words, well, then people are very easily to dismiss you as, oh, he's just drunk and having violent fantasies. But, you know, it's like, it's...
No, you still have the violent fantasies and you're not drunk.
These are not fantasies. Like, it's a study of history. And the closest that we can come to knowing the future is studying history. Okay?
Right, so you have
the history has a really bad habit of repeating itself.
Yeah, that's
the fact of the matter.
Right.
And if horrible, horrible things are coming our way, Ian, I think it's really important for people to sound the alarm and be like, hey, you might want to prepare for this, because if things are about to happen and everybody's just like, well, we're going to live peacefully,
Well, you're not living peacefully. Your friends are being kidnapped. You mentioned Derek Chauvin's victimless crime spree. I watched a cop run Derek Freeman off the road in a cop car and punch him in the face on a lawn. This is not a peaceful evolution. There are people attacking you, and when there are people attacking you and you're not defending yourself, that's not peace. That's surrender.
I get what you're saying, but would Derek J. have been better off had he shanked the cop?
I'm not saying that. But he had the right to do it if he saw fit to do it. I'll say that.
There's a difference between what's practical and what's moral.
He made good propaganda out of Derek J's victimless crime spree. And there's a lot of good media coming out of Keene and the civil disobedience. And I never disagreed with that at all. I think it's really important for people to understand that. But once they understand it, what are they going to do with it? And if they're going to sit there and they're going to keep on kidnapping our friends and they're going to keep on putting them in cages and we're just going to keep on self-righteously waving our fingers in their faces, well, that's not going to stop them from doing it, unfortunately.
So you mentioned something about the practicality and the morality, and I think I didn't finish with my point about the money creating people and how they're, you know, you have these drones that just they work and they're just doing their jobs. Well, I think what civil disobedience tends to be, besides being about education, there's kind of a catch-22 that's attached to civil disobedience. Civil disobedience and jamming up the system is exactly how you referred to it before, is really about raising costs on the on the government. Because if you can raise the cost sufficiently, it's almost as good as violence because you're removing bureaucrats from the system because they just can't afford to pay them anymore and no one's going to work for them anymore. So really, if you can raise the costs enough, supposedly, that should also help to shut down that system. However, you have the catch-22 of the fact that while you're trying to educate people, you can also be angering people who see that cost raised up, and they think that you, the activist, is taking from their wallet.
That's happened. Yeah, right. That's a perspective that is a common critique that, oh, you're forcing the police to go and arrest you and spend all this money, which, of course, you know, is ridiculous, but you're never going to make everybody happy.
So the question is that practical?
Is civil disobedience practical if it upsets people?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Because of, look, you know, as the point I made earlier, Rich Paul has inspired people by refusing to bow to the system. He never lifted a finger to harm another person, even though they threatened him with 100 years in prison. I mean, by all instances, he would have had the justification to go out and blow up the Keene police station or whatever. I mean, they were threatening to take his life from him. But he put himself on the line, and he put it all at risk, and a lot of people have been inspired by that, just in the same way that my civil disobedience has inspired people to move, Derek J's civil disobedience has inspired people to move. And eventually, if enough people are saying, no, that's wrong, these guys will get the message, because if it becomes hard for them to interact socially with people, if it becomes difficult for them to go to the grocery store without being shamed by people that are coming around them, then that will change how people behave. I mean, people are social animals. Even the most psychotic ones still want to be seen in a certain way. So there's one more point I think that needs to be made here quickly, and that is that you pointed out, Chris Campbell, that history repeats itself. No doubt about it, and history is a history of violence, and it's man versus man, year after year after year in a variety of different situations. And if we ever want to see that change, and I do, if we ever want to see that change, we have to be the change we wish to see. And that's where Gandhi was absolutely right. You have to look inside yourself and become what you want the world to become, because all that we're seeing is just a manifestation of all of the problems that we have inside ourselves. The desire to control others, for instance. So be of peace, and then we'll see what happens. If we can talk about this more, we will. I can't guarantee it in hour two, which is coming up.
Online Bitcoin poker at steelswithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at steelswithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at steelswithclubs.eu. No steals were harmed in the making of this advertisement.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
My name is Kay Swirling, and I am in the early part of my 10th decade. I want to discuss the issue of pharmaceuticals versus minerals and vitamin supplements. I remember a discussion between my mother and me. It was at that time that canned vegetables and fruits were introduced into the U.S. market. It was some time before my mother and others felt comfortable with food in cans. That was also the time when drugstores offered for sale cough syrup and aspirins and not much else. Let's fast forward to this decade, the here and now. Simple drugstores are large corporations with the message that they are the ones who have the power to cure human ills. Meanwhile, the battle continues with minerals and vitamins being the answer to human ills. Who will win the battle? I believe and hope it will be the belief in the power of vitamins and minerals over that of the toxic chemicals in prescription drugs. What do you think?